ஓ நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. நாராயணம் நமஸ்கிருத்ய நரம் சைவ நரோத்தமம் தேவீம் சரஸ்வதீம் வ்யாசம் ததோ ஜாயாமுதீரயேத். நஷ்டப்ராயேஷு அபத்ரேஷு நித்யம் பாகவத சேவயா பகவதி ருத்தம ஸ்லோகே பக்திர் பவதி நைஷ்டிகே. கிருஷ்ணாய வாசுதேவாய தேவகி நந்தனாய ச நந்தகோப குமாராய கோவிந்தாய நமோ நம. ரீடிங் ஃப்ரம் ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் கேண்டோ 2 சாப்டர் 9 டெக்ஸ்ட் 43. துஷ்டம் நிஷாம்ய பிதரம் லோகானாம் பிரபிதாமஹம் தேவர்ஷி பரிப்ரபச்ச பவான் யன்மானு ப்ருச்சதி. துஷ்டம் நிஷாம்ய பிதரம் லோகானாம் பிரபிதாமஹம் தேவர்ஷி பரிப்ரபச்ச பவான் யன்மானு ப்ருச்சதி. துஷ்டம் நிஷாம்ய பிதரம் லோகானாம் பிரபிதாமஹம் தேவர்ஷி பரிபப்ரச்ச பவான் யன்மானு ப்ருச்சதி. லோகானாம் பிரபிதாமஹம் தேவர்ஷி பரிபப்ரச்ச பவான்யன்மானு ப்ருச்சதி. துஷ்டம் நிஷாம்ய பிதரம் லோகானாம் பிரபிதாமஹம் தேவர்ஷி பரிப்ரபச்ச பவான்யன்மானு ப்ருச்சதி. பிதரம் லோகானாம் பிரபிதாமஹம் தேவர்ஷி பரிப்ராபச்ச பவான்யன்மானு ப்ருச்சதி. துஷ்டம் நிஷாம்ய பிதரம் லோகானாம் பிரபிதாமஹம் தேவர்ஷி பரிப்ரபச்ச பவான்யன்மானு ப்ருச்சதி. துஷ்டம் நிஷாம்ய பிதரம் लोकानां प्रपितामहं देवर्षिः परिपप्रच्छ भवान् यन्मानुपृच्छति तुष्टं सटिस्फाइड निशाम्य आफ्टर सीइंग पितरं द फादर लोकानां of the whole universe, prapitamaham, the great grandfather, devarshihi, the great sage Narada, paripaprachha, inquired, bhavan, yourself, yat, as it is, ma, from me, Anupruchati, inquiring. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki cha. Translation. The great sage Narada also inquired in detail from his father, Brahma, the great grandfather of all the universe, after seeing him well satisfied. Purport. The process of understanding spiritual or transcendental knowledge from the realized person is not exactly like asking an ordinary question from the schoolmaster. The schoolmasters in the modern days are paid agents for giving some information, but the spiritual master is not a paid agent, nor can he impart instruction without being authorized. In the Bhagavad Gita 4.34, the process of understanding transcendental knowledge is described as follows. Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadeshyanti te jnanam jnaninastatva darshinaha. Arjuna was advised to receive transcendental knowledge from the realized person by surrender, questions and service. Receiving transcendental knowledge is not like exchanging dollars. Such knowledge has to be received by service to the spiritual master. As Brahmaji received the knowledge directly from the Lord by satisfying him fully, similarly, one has to receive the transcendental knowledge from the spiritual master by satisfying him. The spiritual master's satisfaction is the means of assimilating transcendental knowledge. One cannot understand transcendental knowledge simply by becoming a grammarian. The Vedas declare, Shveteshwara Upanishad 6.23, Yasya deve para bhaktir yatha deve tatha guru tasyaite kathita ihyartha prakashante mahatmanaha. Quote, only unto one who has unflinching devotion to the Lord and to the spiritual master, does transcendental knowledge become automatically revealed. Quote over. Such relationship between the disciple and the spiritual master is eternal. One who is now the disciple is the next spiritual master. And one cannot be a bona fide and authorized spiritual master unless one has been strictly obedient to his spiritual master. Brahmaji, as a disciple of Supreme Lord, received the real knowledge and imparted it to his dear disciple Narada. And similarly, Narada, a spiritual master, handed over this knowledge to Vyasa and so on. Therefore, the so-called formal spiritual master and disciple are not facsimiles of Brahma and Narada, or Narada and Vyasa. So, facsimiles means duplicate. The relationship between Brahma and Narada is reality, while the so-called formality is the relation between the cheater and cheated. It is clearly mentioned herein that Narada is not only well-behaved, meek and obedient, but also self-controlled. one who is not self-controlled, specifically in sex life, can become neither a disciple nor a spiritual master. One must have disciplinary training in controlling speaking, anger, the tongue, the mind, the belly, and the genitals. One who has controlled the particular senses mentioned above is called Goswami. Without becoming a Goswami, one can become neither a disciple nor a spiritual master. The so-called spiritual master, without sense control, is certainly the cheater, and the disciple of such a so-called spiritual master is cheated. One should not think of Brahmaji as a dead grandfather, as we have experienced on this planet. He is the oldest great-grandfather, and he is still living. And Narada is also living. The age of inhabitants of the Brahmaloka planet is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. The inhabitants of this small planet Earth can hardly calculate even the duration of one day of Brahma. ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सहगणरघुनाथान्वितांस्तं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमाम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंगायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्री गुरु दीनतारिणं परमानंद माधवं श्री चैतन्येश्वरं हरे कृष्णा आई सीक ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ all devotees so that I can speak something glorifying Lord for all of your pleasure and for my purification. So we are seeing currently the discussion between Narada Muni and Brahmaji. So in this beautiful verse, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning mainly three points. First, what is the process of understanding the spiritual knowledge that he mentions, you know, he quotes Tadviddhi Pranivatena. Then he mentions the relationship between disciple and a spiritual master, like that of a Brahma and Narada, is not same as that of a normal student or teacher. And then he mentions about cheaters and cheated. And third things he mentions about who can be a disciple or a spiritual master. And also towards the end he mentions about the life of Lord Brahma and it's in relation with the earthly time. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions a beautiful line. He mentions Arjuna was advised to receive transcendental knowledge from the realized person, so that was Krishna, by surrender, questions, and service. So, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning, these three points. So we'll see that how, we'll see three examples, how devotees acquired knowledge, you know. So, first one is that of a Srila Narottam Das Thakur. Narottam Das Thakur, he wanted to take initiation from Srila Loknath Goswami. But Loknath Goswami had taken a vow that he won't accept any disciple. So it's cash 2020, you know. So what to do? He approached humbly, but he said, no, I am not qualified, you know. You are just humble, Loknath Goswami, you are just humble. So what Narottam Das Thakur used to do is, when, like in those days, there were no toilets next to the kitchen. You know, people used to go out in the nature to evacuate. So when Loknath Goswami used to go for his morning duties and come back, Narottam Das Thakur was a prince, very rich. He used to personally go and clean that place and keep it nicely without anybody's knowledge. It was not that after cleaning he used to put a photo on Facebook, you know, I did today's service, you know. No. And then it happened many days, and then after a few days, Loknath Goswami was thinking, hey, how come this place is so clean? So what he did, that after doing his business, he left and he hid nearby. And then he saw Narottam Das Thakur coming after some time and cleaning that place. And he was shocked. He went and said, hey, what are you doing? You know. So he said, what can I do? I want to surrender my life, but you know, I'm not qualified to become your disciple. So this is what best I can do. And then Loknath Goswami was so touched, he said, okay, fine, you know, I'll give you initiation. And you know, he became his disciple. So this was the example of, like, you know, so there are two types of service: serving Vapu, that the physical body, and serving Vani, the instruction. So another example of, again, like, you know, this type of surrender. These three qualities: surrender, questions, and service, you know. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was told by his father, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, go approach Gaurakishordas Babaji Maharaj and beg him for initiation. He went once, he said, no, I am not qualified. He said, go again. He went twice. He said, no, 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 you know. Come after a few days. Three times, I have not thought, you know. Fourth time, fifth time. 13 times, can you imagine? And who was Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur? Was he another illiterate? By so-called a day-to-day convention, Gaurakishordas Babaji Maharaj was illiterate. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was such a scholar that when he was just age of 10 years, there was a debate where Bhaktivinoda Thakur was supposed to go. He could not go because of health reasons. So he went, a 10-year-old boy, and he sorted out debate between whether Brahmanas are great or Vaishnavas are great. And then the people were so happy that they wanted to take dust from his lotus feet. So the organizers, they washed his lotus feet and threw the water. So this is the caliber of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he is begging, not once, not twice, 13 times. To whom? An illiterate, so-called illiterate, right? But he was knowing the quality of devotee, you know, what pure devotee Gaurakishordas Babaji Maharaj was. And 13 times when he was not ready, he said, I'll commit suicide by jumping in Ganges. And then Gaurakishordas Babaji Maharaj said, okay, fine, you know, I'll give you initiation. So this is an example of, you know, surrendering to the Vapu. And then we see another example. The South Indian Brahmin, when Lord Chaitanya was traveling, his guru instructed him, read every day Bhagavad Gita. And again, he was illiterate. So he was holding Bhagavad Gita upside down. And then everybody was mocking, you know. But Lord Chaitanya saw that, you know, hey, you know, why you are crying? He said, you know, holding Bhagavad Gita like this. He said, just by seeing the merciful nature of Lord, who is ready to be even subservient to his devotee, taking a role as a chariot driver, you know, it is moving my heart. And Lord Chaitanya embraced him and he said, you have realized the purport of Bhagavad Gita. So this shows this, you know, that the, what Prabhupada is so nicely mentioning about point that the spiritual knowledge is revealed. Divyagan Rude Prakashita. We sing every day, right? These books are not like physics or maths. These are state-specific books. Meaning, they reciprocate with the consciousness in which we approach while reading these books, like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. So, therefore, and Arjuna himself is showing us how to approach a spiritual master. First, what he did? Karpanya dosho pahata swabhavaha pruchhami tvam dharma sammooda chetaha yashreyasya nishchitam bruhitan me shishyasteham shadhimam tvam prapannam. Till 2.7, he was giving all his own arguments, logic. But that point he said, Krishna, I surrender. So that is the first thing, surrender. And even Prabhupada mentions before that, you know, spiritual master will not impart instruction without being authorized. So Krishna did same thing. Krishna did not speak before Arjuna spoke this verse. Right? So this is the first part, surrender. Then what he did? Questions. Arjuna is also a classic example of how we should ask questions. When Krishna said, oh, you know, I instructed the same knowledge millions of years ago to Sun God Vyas One. What Arjuna said? Oh Krishna, you know, you are contemporary to me. We are like kind of same age. How am I to understand that you gave same knowledge to Sun God? He did not say, hey Krishna, come on, you know, what is this? You are, you know, hardly like, you know, 100 years old. I am like similar age. You know, don't just, you know, say anything, whatever you like. He says, how am I to understand? Means he accepted that Krishna did it, but then he put forth his question, how can I understand? So that is the way Arjuna is teaching how we should ask questions, you know, tadviddhi, you know, how we should ask questions. It should not be in a challenging spirit, but in a humble mood to know what is the reality. And the third point is service. The spiritual knowledge is just not theoretical. Yes, Krishna is supreme. We have to perform unalloyed, unconditional, uninterrupted devotional service. And when somebody comes to ask you for service, you say, no, I don't have time. No, it's not like that. So, regarding this service, I would like to speak a little bit more. Sadhaka's, you know, impediment for a sadhaka while doing practical service. So, initial days of Krishna consciousness, we are very eager. You know, we think that everybody around us is pure devotee except us. And we are very happy whatever service we give, you know. We are, you know, we feel that ecstasy, you know. Krishna also gives that initial drop, right? But then what happens? We become Prabhu, you know. After some days, you know. And then, Isvarini Sadhana Swami Maharaj, he tells in a very funny way. He says, you know, we start with Das, then we become Prabhu. And after some days, we try to compete with Mahaprabhu, you know. How that then, you know, the post positions, it comes. And then, we become so engrossed in our own thing, like it's kind of island. We forget the connection and we forget the whole picture. I'll give you an example. So if we are made, you know, in charge of something, then yes, we need some volunteers to take care of, you know, our services. But then we become so focused on our own department or anything, we forget that, oh, I am just a part of this whole complete picture. And at some point, if some other department or other services need some volunteers from my department, we feel threatened, you know. We feel, hey, you know, what's happening? Why? We are forgetting the complete picture. Also, for a sadhaka, many times it happens, okay, if this particular devotee tells me service, I'll do it very happily. If the other devotee tells me same service, during same time, I won't do. Why? I don't like this devotee, I like this devotee. I don't like this in charge, I like this in charge. But we forget that both these in charges are serving under temple president, which serving under GBC, under Prabhupada. We forget that connection and then problem starts. And then what happens? Mamaka pandavashchaiva kimakurvata sanjaya. You know, we feel these are my people, these are your people, and Kurukshetra starts. The same thing happened, you know, is when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur departed. There was one friction who was controlling finances. There was another friction who was controlling preaching. They both wanted that everybody should listen to them, forgetting that both of them are under Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Lilamrita, it's in detail, description is there. He clearly mentioned, form a GBC and then, you know, continue the preaching in Gaudiya Mission. But what happened? They ignored that instruction. They started in silos. They started to see that only, you know, my department, only the way I want to serve. This is how, you know, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati wants the preaching to go. But no, he did not want it that way. So, for a sadhaka who is very eager to do service, the problem comes when he doesn't see the connection between his immediate authority with the parampara. If he thinks that, okay, I follow instruction if coming from this person, but not the same instruction from other person, then he's missing the point. This is how Maya starts attacking. Would somebody have able to break philosophically the Gaudiya Mission? No. Sound philosophy. Okay, impractical characters like Prabhupada mentions about this, you know, six urges. No, he clearly had laid out rules and regulations. So what broke the mission? Service. Why? It was missing, realizing the connection and just thinking about one's own immediate thing. So as a sadhaka, we need to be very careful that we are never missing the connection. That, okay, this ISKCON is Srila Prabhupada's mission, and whatever department I am serving, ultimately the end benefactor, you know, I need to do in a way that the whole moment is flourished happily. You know, it's not that, okay, I have 10 volunteers, I am holding them back, even if they have time. And if somebody needs, you know, 5 volunteers, I am not ready to give. Why? Because no, they may not come back later. Oh, we'll see later. That's fine. You know, clarify with, you know, management. You know, sit down together, sort it out, do it. You know, as like Prabhupada said, you know, your love for me will be shown by how you cooperate, right? So, for a sadhaka, one who is very eager to do service, there is this trap of Maya when he loses connection to see why it is there, and from ultimately it's actually getting connected to the parampara. So if this is in a mind for a sadhaka, then yeah, you know, we can have different departments, you know, different departments, they'll be in sync, they'll work together nicely, harmoniously, and instead of sorting out the matter between departments, all the departments with together, they'll flourish very nicely. And that's what actually even Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati wanted. And Srila Prabhupada was so amazing that he took from that incident and he formed GBC. And, you know, we are fortunate. But this can happen even with this in small scale. And we should try to avoid that. So this is the third point. Surrender, question, service. So, when we do this service with this proper mood, then this Divya Gyan Hriday Prakashita, the spiritual knowledge will assimilate. Then the second point, Srila Prabhupada is kind of very heavily mentioning about the cheaters and cheated. The so-called disciplic successions were not disciple. We cannot call that disciplic succession. Guru and disciple, that okay, you come, you give me, you know, say $100 or, you know, 5,000 rupees, you become my disciple. You know, in India there are programs wherein, you know, there are like 5,000 people sitting, the guru takes some water and, you know, throws it. He said, all of you are my disciple today. What you have to do? Just give me dakshina to my this charitable trust. Here is account details. Put my photo on your wall. Whenever there is a wedding or something, call me. I'll come and bless you. And people, they do that. Why? They want to be shown as spiritual. You know? Oh, it's like, you know, yeah, every walk of life I am there. Spiritual, yes, I have a guru, you know, see. Big photo, 6 by 8, you know, feet long. What your guru says, that I don't know, you know. Srila Prabhupada famously is that, you know, somebody asked Prabhupada, you know, I think Prabhupada asked, you know, what your guru does. He said, when he touches me, I get a shock. Prabhupada said, why you need a guru, you know, put your hand in a socket, right? You know, you get a shock, you know. So, Srila Prabhupada is therefore so nicely mentioning that unless one is sense controlled, he's quoting the, you know, Nectar of Instruction, first verse, Atyar Praya Sishtha. No, sorry. Vacho Vega Manasakuro Devam Jiva Vega Mudra Pastayam. Thank you. So he's quoting that and he's saying, unless one is a Goswami, he cannot be even a disciple. Forget about spiritual master. And when one is a disciple, then only he can become a spiritual master. It's natural, right? If I am not following instructions properly, how can I tell others to follow me? There was a big time scholar, his name was J.D. Krishnamurti. His philosophy was, don't follow any teacher. But if somebody accepts that philosophy, means he is accepting him as a teacher. Right? So if Srila Prabhupada is so amazing, he gave us this purport that if we just carefully study, we can clearly differentiate between this, you know, category of whether somebody is genuine spiritual master or if somebody is genuine, cheater, you know. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada, he very specifically tells that the relationship between Brahmaji and Narad Muni, you know, like the so-called formal spiritual master and disciples are not facsimiles of Brahma and Narada. Means they are not duplicate. I checked the meaning of this word. Facsimile means, you know, like making copy. So one cannot say, oh, Narad Muni and Brahma, they were like, you know, guru, disciple, and same way we are. No. Unless the spiritual master is Goswami, and unless a disciple is also trying to become Goswami. So that is the second point Srila Prabhupada tells. And the third point Srila Prabhupada is mentioning is about the life of Brahma. He is not his great grandfather, Prapitamaha, but he is not dead. You know, Bhagavad Gita mentions one day of Brahma is 8.6 billion earthly years. So that's one day, and then there is 1 year, and like that he lives for 100 years. So it's just unfathomable how long he lives. So, but they are there, and their teachings are there. So, to summarize, Srila Prabhupada in this verse, he's mentioning the proper way how Narada is approaching, because he was meek and humble, surrendered soul. So Prabhupada is quoting this. How can one get spiritual knowledge? By surrendering. So three things. Surrendering, questioning, and serving. So we saw three examples. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, and that South Indian Brahmin. We saw like there can be two types of services. To Vapu and Vani. And We saw these examples. So the first part about surrender, even we saw Arjuna, Krishna did not start speaking unless Arjuna surrendered. So that is the first quality. Surrender to the spiritual master. Second quality, asking questions. Not in a challenging spirit, but how am I to understand? We saw example of Arjuna asking the, how Krishna, how did you tell to Vyaswan? And third thing, service. We have to serve humbly. And then we saw practical impediments in the life of a sadhaka while doing service. So we saw from the history of Gaudiya Math, how when the connection with the spiritual master's instructions is not kept at the center, then all problems starts, even though you are trying to serve Krishna. We saw that many times a sadhaka may get maybe happy to do service if it's coming from one devotee, but he is not seeing, he is not ready to do if it's coming from other, because he is not seeing the connection. Many times if we are in charge of a group of people, we fail to see the complete picture, that creates problem. We may hold devotees to us, they have time, other departments need them, but we are not ready to them. So it's loss-loss situation. Neither the subordinate whom we are engaging, they are benefited, nor the movement is benefited. So we have to always if we don't keep the connection always in mind, mamaka pandavascheva mentality starts creeping in and all the problems starts. So as a sadhaka, we have to always remember, here we are serving Srila Prabhupada and understanding big picture and cooperating. And so that was the practical impediments a sadhaka gets. So that was the third point about surrender, questions and service. And then we saw that if one does this, then Divyagyan Rida Prakashita. The transcendental knowledge is revealed. There is another verse from Bhagavatam only. I was not getting the verse, but it says the one who sincerely serves his spiritual master, the imports of Vedas are revealed automatically. So this is again another verse from Bhagavatam stating same. And then we saw that the Srila Prabhupada, how he is mentioning the relationship between disciple and spiritual master is genuine, but that of so-called gurus and their students is cheaters and cheated. And we saw that how false gurus, they try to cheat people, just for namesake. So unless one is Goswami, he cannot become a disciple or a teacher. And towards the end, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that Brahma and Narada, they are still living. They are great-grandfather. That does not mean they are dead. And then he mentions life existence of Brahmaji, how it is just unfathomable to us. So with this, would like to stop. Any questions, comments? Yes, bro.
Chapu, thank you for a very nice class. I have a couple questions, but I'll ask one. So in the beginning of the class, you were describing about how Narottam Das Thakur was trying to get initiation from Loganath Maharaj, and you also gave that other example. Bhakti Siddhanta was trying to get initiation from Guru Shivadas Babaji. And it, it sounded like it was pretty difficult. They really had to go through the ringers. And even today, we have somebody wants, before they can get initiated in ISKCON, they have to be chanting 16 rounds, following the four principles. So what I learned from you this morning, I'll use the phrase I learned from you this morning, how do we understand, Rupa Goswami's statement that Lord Chaitanya is the most magnanimous incarnation, the Mahabhadnyaya, and he's freely distributing love of Godhead? It doesn't sound like it's very easy to get it.
Okay. So, if we see Krishna won't even start unless you do Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Raja. Krishna says, first surrender, then only talk. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not telling that. He is saying, just take this chanting of Hare Krishna, and especially Nityananda Prabhu, again, more merciful, he said, I'll become your servant. Now, in terms of the difficulty, as you mentioned, a couple of years we need to chant, we need to follow regulative principles. But if we see, if somebody, like for chanting, there are no rules. Anybody can chant, even a bummer on the, you know, Venus Beach can chant, right? But when they do this sincerely, for them to follow four regulative principles, it's a cakewalk. Because they are getting higher test. So why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is merciful? He is giving that higher test free of cost. And for that, there are no rules and regulations. And if somebody takes that, for them, this regulative principles and others, that's just, you know, matter of time. It will anyway come. So that sense, he is most munificent. He is not asking first to be qualified to appear for exam. He is making you pass in distinction. He is giving you honors. And exam is, you know, formality. Like Prabhupada said, right, you know, I don't know if it was Prabhupada or somebody, I read, you know, somewhere that, you know, okay, real initiation is in heart. What follows is formality. Like the surrender initially is in heart. So same way, when somebody starts chanting this Hare Krishna, his next life as a human is fixed. His bhakti has started. His eternal bank balance is, you know, started, you know, filling up. So that way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is most munificent. And if he continues to do, he himself will, you know, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya was saying, right? I was eating the dry cake of logic and argument. So, you know, Gyanis, you know, he just threw it, you know, and he was even ready to change from mukti to bhakti, you know, that verse, right? So, what my small understanding is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has freely distributed this chanting. There are no offenses. We can chant anywhere, anytime. By doing that, one will naturally lose the test for all these lower things. They don't have to work hard for that. And they'll come to this standard. Now, why these rules, like, you know, four regulative principles for initiation are given? There has to be some standard as an organization, right? So, therefore, Srila Prabhupada has maintained this. But after following four regulative, the main aim of initiation is not following four regs or, like, you know, serving. Main aim is chanting 16 rounds, which you can do even without initiation as well. So that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has opened that, you know, floodgate of mercy. So where he has made this chanting accessible to all of us, and if somebody sincerely follows, rest of things will follow without, they don't have to do any endeavors. It will come. So that way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is more munificent. Somebody wants to add or... Yes, bro. Want to add, bro?
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Prabhu. Very nice class. Yes. On that particular point, what I got out of it here a little bit is that there are certain qualifications, but they're very simple. Like here we see that Brahma, he was very... his qualification was that he was very meek. He was very humble. He was obedient. And for that, he got a lot of mercy from Krishna. So I think that it's also applicable for us today that, you know, we're not like Lord Nityananda that can go to Jagai Madai and then convince them immediately about Krishna consciousness. But our qualification is that if we come to this movement, we're meek, we're humble, we're very obedient, we're moral. That's a good qualification, because I remember when I first joined Krishna consciousness, I had all kinds of bad habits. But one thing I was taught, you know, because I had to go to church and, you know, Catholic church, you go through a lot of different changes there. So you learned obedience and you learned how to be meek and you learned humility. And I think that's a very great qualification to come to Krishna consciousness. And after one comes and gets even more purified, then obviously the advancement it shows. So we see that if one doesn't keep that meekness, that humility, that obedience, no matter how intelligent you may be or how powerful you may be, if you don't keep those particular qualities and enhance them, you won't be in Krishna consciousness. You won't have any desire. So, you know, in the course of the years, You see a lot of people coming. Some are very intellectual, some are very angry and upset and not very surrendered. And almost immediately, they can't stay in Krishna consciousness. Even after being in the movement for many, many years, they become attracted to the material world again, to Maya. Mm-hmm. So I think that what I got out of this is that that's a very important qualification in order to become a good disciple or a good devotee, is to maintain that particular humility, meekness, and the obedience, moral character. Yeah. Very powerful in the advancement of Krishna consciousness.
Yeah. Thank you for adding. Ajita Prabhu? Prabhuji, then you. Yes, sir.
Hi, well, thank you for agreeing to give class today. Normally, you have to take care of your daughter, but you made some other arrangement. Thank you for that. Brigampati's question is very good, excellent. I mean, we could go on and on responding to it, but I'll just give couple of things. Right here in New Dwarka, on a walk, one of Prabhupada's disciples said, you know, Srila Prabhupada, as soon as we tell people about a principle, say so they don't want to, Prabhupada stopped and he jammed his cane in the ground and said, why are you surprised? You're preaching to cats and dogs. He said, make them fortunate. How do you make them fortunate? Give them this chanting. Give them prasadam. So this is Lord Chaitanya's mercy. By hearing, even if in the beginning you don't like it, so many devotees in our own movement. There's that famous one, that servant of Satsarupa Maharaj. First time he saw a chanting party, he was so angry, he went up and kicked one of the devotees. For no reason. Just because he was angry and he hated, you know, having them on the street chanting. But by gradually being exposed to this movement and hearing the chanting and probably getting a few books down the road, he became a devotee. So that's Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Those who have taken to this thing seriously, if you just keep going out and giving it to people, go out and chant in the street, make them fortunate in that way, hold festivals, give them prasadam, make them fortunate in that way, their hearts will change. So many stories. I've told this one from New York where the devotees used to be in the subway every day during the wintertime, chanting, put down a madras, they have harmonium chanting. And there was one guy who was selling newspapers, newspaper wallet. And he hated them. Whenever they would try to distribute a book, he would tell people, don't take from them. They're cheaters. They're nah, nah, nah. He would break up the sale. He was mad, angry. After about a year of hearing them chanting every day, his heart changed. And he would tell people, buy their books. They're good people. So this is Lord Chaitanya's mercy. If you just keep giving them the Harinam, keep giving them prasadam, the hearts will change. And then, like you said, then following the principles will become easy once the heart changes.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, Sridhana Prabhu.
Yeah. Thank you, Prabhu. Very excellent
thank you.
Presentation. Something that caught my attention was that when you mentioned about missing the point, when one doesn't have the vision of seeing the whole picture and about coordination. And so I wasn't thinking about the process of surrendering that has a lot of levels and a lot of different ways how one can actually, you might think sometimes I'm surrendered to my particular service and you might be doing good. And then, but in other areas you're not surrendered. So that came to mind the story of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta having two disciples, the topmost disciples. One was a manager and the other one was very shastric, very learned. And he has a group of devotees who sided with him. And the other one, very good. And they were both pleasing Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. But clash. They couldn't work together and create a lot of troubles in the Gaudiya Math. So seeing this, sometimes we can see, well, I'm surrendered. I'm doing this. My temple, my position as guru, as GBC, as administrator is going great. And you might be thinking like that, right? You might be in your own right also. But then on the way, there is another surrendering process of cooperation, of actually harmonizing. And also, then you see the element of control. The control issue and the ego goes in the way and destroys everything.
Right.
And that's what happens then. And it might, hopefully, we can solve our own issues and we have some bright future.
Yeah, thank you.
So,
yes.
Thank you very much for your class.
Do you want to ask a question? Maybe last? Maybe we'll just discuss in person. Yeah, one. Yeah. Thank you, Achyuta Prabhu, for adding source for Sri Chaitanya.
So this is on this point of connection. You know, you're making the point that when the devotees don't see the big picture, mm-hmm. and the, you know, then there's problems. So, using that as an analogy, say, as devotees, people from other religions, are we supposed to think of them as, okay, well, you're another religion, but we're all on the same team. I mean, you know, you believe in God, we believe in God. You're wanting to please God, that's your most topmost priority. Same here. So we're all on the same. We have some different ideas, but basically, we're all on the same team. So we should have a cooperative spirit. Or are we supposed to be thinking of other religions as, you know what, like, we're not on the same team. You guys have different ideas from us, and people are, when they take shelter of you, they take shelter of those ideas, and those ideas are interfering with the spreading of Krishna consciousness. So we see you as the battle Kurukshetra, the other side. We're not on the same team. It's not, how are we supposed to view other religions as devotees?
Yeah. It's an amazing question, actually. Srila Prabhupada...
Prabhupada seemed to do both. Sometimes Prabhupada kind of cooperated. You know, even in his lectures, you'd hear things that about the Bible's good, or the Quran's good. Or, you know, he would talk with some lady. I remember some lady in France visited him, and she was a nun. And he had a 45-minute conversation with her, and very nice. It was very cordial, according to Yogeshwar. But then there was other times when Prabhupada criticizes in his books and in personal interactions people from other religions. So how do we? What's the proper understanding for a devotee?
So two things. First of all, as you mentioned, depending on the situation, we may have to take either stance. But of course, as a devotee, we want everybody's good. That's underlying thing. And we want them to come closer to Krishna. And Prabhupada mentioned that, okay, if you are Christian, be a better Christian, follow, 10 commandments nicely. So whenever there are, say, interfaith talks or something like that, we can focus on the common principle that, God is one, we are all God's children, the duty is to, love and serve, each other. So that maintains the harmony. But when there is a philosophical debate, that time we can present the facts from Shastras, quoting, without hurting them. That's again art. But basically that should not be the focal point of any interaction. At the end of day, the person who is interacting with us should go with a positive feeling about the devotee. How to do that? About devotee, one who is interacting, about us basically. How to do that? That's the expertise of a preacher, which Prabhupada showed many times. Even Christians, they used to admire, right, Prabhupada? So, yes, if somebody is very argumentative, we can just focus on the common themes that, okay, there is one supreme God, we all are his children, and we are supposed to serve each other and live in harmony. How to do that? Details may vary. We have a little more in detail. You may not have a little more detail. Can give that example of, 2 plus 2 is taught to first graders and there is a equation taught, to the high school students, depending on understanding. But if somebody is open to, and he is a philosophical minded, then we can go in philosophy and then we can literally, dissect. Like Prabhupada many times, somebody used to say, oh, what do you think about this person? Prabhupada used to say, what is his philosophy? And he used to attack that philosophy, not the person. So same way, we should speak on the philosophical points and we should ask, do you agree? Do you feel this is correct? And get a yes, yes from them. Then naturally, we don't have to speak anything. He himself will say, yours is higher than mine. So we are not here to prove we are higher or lower. We are here to give a good impression, because if that guy says, yes, these guys are genuine, his bhakti started. So that's how, and that's, expertise of, preacher, which actually you are, So, yeah, that's what my take on. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you so much. Gantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitaya Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari Bol.